and holy men have prayed. Our darshan and talks, if there is any, generally every day it will be done. But on Sunday, you can fix up the time. I will speak in the evening. And then Krishna's desire, as he likes, for the time being, this arrangement. So, what is that verse? Dibba Jnana Vide Prakashi. That beside there?
Dibba Jnana Vide Prakashi.
Before that, Vibhogyan. Vibho means transcendental, not material. Suppose Vibhom. Vibhom means we are combination of matter and spirit. That spirit is Vibho, transcendental. Aparayam vitasu vidhine prakriti. So that is parakriti, superior. So there is a superior identity. And for understanding that superior identity, we require superior knowledge, not ordinary knowledge. Dibba jnana vide prakasha. So this is the duty of the Guru to awaken that Dibba Jnana. Dibba Jnana. And because Guru enlightens that Dibba Jnana, he is worshipped. That is required. Modern are always, this is Maya. The Dibba Jnana is never manifested. They are kept in the darkness of Dibba Jnana. Dibba Jnana means, I am this body. I am Indian, I am American. I am Hindu, I am Muslim. This is Dibba Jnana. The heart buddhi. The shant buddhi, tuna priti. I am not Dibba Jnana. So the beginning of Dibba Jnana is there when we try to understand that I am not this body. I am superior element. I am spirit soul. This is inferior. So, why should I remain in this inferior knowledge? We should not remain in this. Inferior knowledge means darkness. Tamasi ma, the Vedi injunction is don't remain in the inferior knowledge. Jyotirgama, come to the superior. So, to worship Guru means because he gives us superior knowledge. Not this knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life and defend. Generally, the political leaders, social leaders, they give this knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to defend. The guru has no business with this. This is the bhogya, superior knowledge, and that is required. This human form of life is an opportunity to awaken that, the bhogya, this is a prakasha. And if he escaped in darkness about that, the bhogya, simply if he is trained up, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to be fine. Then life is long. There is a great loss. Mittu-saṅśāra-vatmani aprāpyam mām nivartante mittu-saṅśāra-vatmani. Very risky life if we do not have it in our dibbhokya. We should always remember. Very risky life. Once again, thrown into the waves of birth and death, we do not know where I am going. Very serious. So this Krishna consciousness is dibbhogya. It is not ordinary. Everyone should try to understand this dibbhogya. Daivi prakriti māsi. Therefore, one who is interested in this dibbhogya, he is called daivi prakriti māsi. From daivi dibba comes the Sanskrit word. Sanskrit word from daivi dibba. Adjective. So, mahātmānasthamāṁ prātha daivī pravidhīmā. One who has taken to this, the bhagyān process, is mahātmā. Mahātmā is not made by stamping or receiving knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex. That is not the definition in this Shastra. Sa Mahatma Sudhulava. Bhavunam Janvanamanti Jnanaman Mahatma Padhuti. Vasudeva Sarvati. Sa Mahatma. One who has got this dibbhogya, Vasudeva Sarvati. Sa Mahatma. That is Mahatma. But that is very, very. Otherwise, Mahatma like me, there is a lot of industry. That is that. So you should always remember this word, the bhagyana hridaya. And because the spiritual master enlightens the bhagyana, one feels obliged to do it. Jasya-prasādāt, prasādāt, jasya-prasādāt, bhagati. So this guru-puja essential. As a deity worship essential, it is not cheap adoration. It is the process of enlightening the bhagya. Thank you very much.
For the...